This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we're going to get with Hillary here in just a moment. She's calling in from St. Louis. A number of you have friends and or family in the St. Louis area. Let's pray that they're okay. And assuming that they are, can you have your friends and or family call in and let us know what has just happened in St. Louis? Apparently, according to KSDK-TV, they have confirmed that there was a tornado on the ground in St. Louis, and this went through a number of neighborhoods. We're praying that everybody's okay. We've gotten no reports of any injuries or death, thank God.
One of the things I'm concerned about here, Scott, is we're seeing a lot of chatter on Twitter at I-70 and Scudder Road, S-C-U-D-D-E-R, which is mile marker 8.7. It's so rain-wrapped and so hard to see, I can't make out any more signs than that. But I-70 and Scudder Road, and the traffic is just...
Stopped.
And so, you know, there's always a concern for people that are in their cars,
yep,
you know, trying to come home for work or trying to get off the highway to seek shelter. There was no way to do that from the images I'm seeing
so
here.
So if you're familiar with the St. Louis area, I-70 and Scudder Road is northwest of St. Louis. It is just north of University City. Just south of, is it Florissant?
Florissant.
It's just south of Florissant and just north of University City, northwest of downtown St. Louis. 913-586-7798. Hillary in St. Louis. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Well, we hope you're okay.
Yeah, this is the first, even though I've lived in Kansas City pretty much my whole life, this is the first tornado I've ever actually been through.
And you're in St. Louis.
I am in St. Louis. Yes, I'm here for the weekend visiting a friend, and I was out at a restaurant, and we were all joking around because we saw the sky getting kind of dark and green, and it started to rain, and then we weren't joking anymore, and we were being ushered to the basement.
What part of St. Louis were you in?
It's an area called Des Moines. It's a cute little area, kind of like Brookside. It's just to the west of Forest Park, which is their equivalent of our Swope Park.
And then what did you see and feel when it hit, Hillary?
So we had to go outside to get to the basement of this restaurant, and it just started hailing like crazy. And the wind, of course, was going crazy. And I mean, it was so windy, the man in front of me who was older, he almost fell down. He almost didn't make it inside the building.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Were you paying attention to the warnings throughout the day? Because I knew as soon as I woke up this morning around 6:30, there was going to be severe weather in St. Louis. They were all saying it. You know, I don't know that I thought tornado, but they were worried about winds and hail and all of that stuff.
So, yes, we knew there was going to be a severe storm that was going to come through quickly. But, yeah, we did not think there were going to be tornadoes. I probably would not have been out if I thought that was going to be the case. But, yeah, we knew there were going to be storms, but the tornadoes came up very quickly. And, of course, when the sirens first started going off, we kind of joked around. And then all of a sudden, we were not joking.
Well, we're glad you're okay, Hillary. Listen to this. The St. Louis tornado was so massive, you could see the overshooting top of the storm as far north as northern Illinois. Debris was shot up 6,000 feet in the air. There is considerable damage throughout the entire St. Louis area. You can see the debris field on radar.
Joining us from Channel 9 is meteorologist Katie Horner on the KMZ hotline. Katie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Kate. I've been worried about you all day because you were the one that showed me this morning on social you were concerned about this.
Yes. My family used to live in St. Louis. They don't anymore. I was on the air in St. Louis for a while. I'm very sad. I don't know the person you're just now speaking to. I didn't hear the beginning of your conversation, but it's sad that she didn't know there was a tornado risk today. I'm in contact with the meteorologist there. They had a risk of tornadoes in all of their messaging today. I don't know how she missed that, and that's just concerning. But yeah, they are under, it have been all day, under a significant risk from the Storm Prediction Center for tornadoes. So unfortunately, it turned to be true, and there were the tornadoes that came through, not just in St. Louis, by the way. There's massive tornado going down near Cape Girardeau right now. The whole kind of southeastern side of the state from St. Louis down towards Cape Girardeau had tornado watches and warnings starting about 2:30 this afternoon.
Well, Katie, I don't know go ahead, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you've seen the scout camera footage that Dana just showed me, but it looks like it is midnight in St. Louis right now, and the traffic has just stopped on the highway because the weather is so bad.
Right, and that picture is old now. The sun is out in St. Louis now, but when that storm came through, it darkened the sky. And it was, 2:30, 2:50 in the afternoon when that tornado came through. Thankfully, that's not usually a real busy time. But yeah, Dana sent me that scout picture too. And that, it went across major highways like 170 and 270 and parts of I-70 that storm crossed over. So it was massive. And as you mentioned, how tall that storm was and the overshooting top just turned it into nighttime there. That's why you've really got to stay weather aware when you're under a risk. And by the way, our risk of severe weather here in Kansas City is increasing for Sunday night and Monday.
Okay. Do you think that people have more of a false sense of security in the big city because you always feel like the tornadoes hit over there, like in the farm fields? Because I'm looking at this traffic on the highway. Once you're on the highway and that thing's coming, there's nowhere to go. They're just stalled.
No. And that's why the number one rule of thumb is to remain weather aware so that you don't go out into it, especially such a fast moving storm. That's why there's apps and things that you can turn to look, where's the storm before I go out? I know we have a risk of tornadoes today. Before I get in my car, I want to know where those storms are. But to your point about a false sense of security in a big city, if you take a map and put a pin in that map, that's about the size of St. Louis. Just a pin. And you're asking me, how many times could a tornado hit that dot? It can equally hit a city as it could a farm field. It's just that, when you're identifying one dot so significantly, like St. Louis, when I worked there, we tracked tornadoes coming very close to downtown. It does happen.
Katie, can you explain, Dana used this term a minute ago, and I'll try to do this without getting tongue-tied, rain-wrapped tornadoes.
Absolutely. You can have a tornado that is inside heavy rain, a high precipitation supercell, just to give you another word. But it's raining so heavily and the tornado is inside that. So all you see is a black wall. You cannot see specifically the condensation funnel where the tornado is because your vision is just obscured by the rain. And sometimes you have a dry supercell where you can clearly see the tornado. The rain and hail is maybe on the north side of the storm and that tornado is there on the southwest side of the storm, clear of anything that would prevent you from seeing it, backlit if you're positioned with the sun behind the tornado. And that's where you get those beautiful videos of all you see is the funnel. It's not being rain wrapped.
Katie Horner with Channel 9. Do appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
All right. Be well. Let's go to Tom, who is also in St. Louis. Tom, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, what you were describing right there off of Scudder Road, you guys can back check this, but it's right by St. Louis's airport.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good landmark for people.
Yeah. And also right now, well, we call it St. Chuck, but it's St. Charles. It's sunshine and blue skies here. And you could tell it rained and there are some tree limbs down, but over across the Missouri River in the St. Charles, it beautiful day.
You're right. I-70 and Scudder Road is literally, yeah. it touches the eastern edge of Lambert International.
Yeah, and they got hammered. But anyway, I just thought I'd give you guys a call and let you know what's up. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you're okay. Thank you so much.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.